When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm your host, X-Teen.
I'm your host, Zandy.
How's it going?
It's going.
Good.
I've been researching wedding chapels.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Are you getting married in a wedding chapel?
I'm not.
Me neither. And yet, I've been doing the same thing.
Gasp. If you couldn't tell by the title of this episode, we're doing reviews of Vegas wedding chapels.
Yeah, this was a weird one. This was definitely a Patreon choice. I didn't mean it.
That sounds so mean.
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like
that. Now you know, whenever she's talked about patrons, that's the tone she's felt.
No, what I meant was, this is definitely something where I didn't know it was coming, and then you texted me, by the way, the episode is going to be Vegas wedding chapel. So it wasn't...
And she goes, is that a Patreon comment? I said yes.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't remember this from our future or from our past conversations. But I thought it was a very good one.
Yes. No, I think so too.
To be clear, I don't really have anything to add unless you want to start.
I'll start because I have a little thing first. It's an article on Thrillist by Rob Catchelreese. Rob. Buddy Rob posted this in 2014.
Broccoli Rob.
Titled Weird Weddings, the 10 Strangest Places to Get Married in Las Vegas.
Ooh!
No offense to Rob. Some of these aren't that strange. But some of them are very strange. So it balances out.
I was just thinking, like, 10 is a lot in one city. But I guess if you're going to do it at all, Vegas is the place to do it.
Maybe I say that because I found this article after looking
already
up a bunch of wedding chapels. Yeah. And I thought, what do you mean? The Graceland Wedding Chapel.
That's so normal. Please. That's like level one if you're getting married in Vegas, in my opinion.
Also, as an American, another one of the options, the gun store. I thought, yeah, that seems like... of course that would be a thing.
In Alexander's notes app, that is in his future wedding venues, like, wish list.
You mean my
store.
Pinterest, my wedding
Your
Pinterest?
Oh, no.
I just have a bunch of guns.
I wish I knew that when Yikes. I did research. I didn't know that existed.
There's also Kiss Mini Golf.
They couldn't decide on one theme, huh?
And there's also, I think related, is the rock and roll. I don't know if you saw that. I think it's the rock and roll chapel. And then let's see, what else is there? You can get married at the Mob Museum.
Oh God.
Oh, and then Rob makes a classic joke, perfect for those who feel like marriage is like a jail sentence.
Good one, Rob.
I like it.
You know, classic Rob.
The only time I like a joke like that,
yeah,
is when people are getting married at the Mob Museum. In the Grand Canyon, you can get a helicopter.
I was gonna say, that's a helicopter one.
And my favorite, at Denny's.
No.
The Denny's on Fremont Street has a wedding chapel.
No.
I found only one review of it as a wedding venue, and it was pretty basic, 5 stars. We were the first to get married here. It was wonderful.
That's cool.
So it was a positive, but I wish there was something a little more exciting about the Denny's wedding chapel.
I feel like you got to sift through a lot of those Denny's reviews if you're looking for one just about weddings. You're like,
exactly.
Oh,
I did
that. The
bacon
was overdone.
I went to the TripAdvisor one and I searched for the word wedding, but most people just said, oh, you can have your wedding here. Or I searched for married and they said, you can get married here. They have a chapel.
Bacon.
But one actually did.
I see. That's fun.
And that leads me into my other thing I did.
Uh-oh.
Which is looked at the rock and roll chapel.
Okay.
I don't have a review of it. Don't worry. I do have reviews, but I did want to... I was reading through what this place offers.
Oh yeah, I want to hear.
Got wild.
I didn't look this place up.
So a lot of different packages. The basic one, you get a certificate. You get a poker. You get poker chips.
That's fun.
And what?
I said that's fun.
Yeah, it's like Kiss themed stuff. Temporary tattoos.
Okay.
2 Kiss mini golf passes. And then, you know, as it goes up, it just adds some things like photographer.
Wait, Kiss mini golf packages to the other venue.
To be able to play Kiss mini golf for free.
At the other place.
At Kiss mini golf.
Right.
Yeah, not at the Rock and Roll Chapel.
Right, so this venue.
They have some sort of deal.
Wow.
Or they're connected. I wouldn't be surprised because of this is Kiss. Mainly
also, the
Kiss
mob
themed.
Is involved, so
probably.
You never know how underground
you're
this,
so right.
All this stuff gets.
Eventually, you know, you start getting things like shot glasses, lanyards.
Whoa!
And your
that's
wedding
gotta
package.
That's got to be the platinum package.
And it has just different like photo packages, so a lot of different things. But then, the best part, choose your rock star minister.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, this is so fun. I love that people do this. And enough where it's such a thing.
Yes.
You know, it just makes me very happy that
Absolutely.
People go to these to get married.
It makes
just
me very unhappy that none of my friends have decided to do this and I don't
get
to participate.
So true.
Zandy, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mini golf?
No, yeah. not a fan of Kiss, so.
I wonder if you can pick the theme and just cancel one of them out. Like, no Kiss, just mini golf.
You know, actually, I'll rephrase. I'm not a fan of Gene Simmons. So maybe we'll have Paul Stanley there. I actually don't know
we'll
anything about him, so maybe.
Certain member. Honestly, the package might be cheaper if you take Gene Simmons out of it.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually, not really, because Gene Simmons is one of the $250 minister options, which is pretty, like, one of the basic ones.
Oh.
If you don't want to spend that much, you can spend half, and $125, you either get the traditional minister or the sinister minister.
Ooh, I want that one.
That is, quote, fun with personality and rock star look.
Oh, okay.
So that's like a generic rock star look
I
minister.
See, sure.
But if you want a
big
specific
top hat,
yep. But if you want a specific, actually Slash is no top hat because Slash is in the $250.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some other people?
Yes.
I'm not going to read all of them. It's every member of Kiss, first of all. Elvis, of course. Meatloaf. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror, Angus Young from AC/DC, Billy Idol, David Bowie, Marilyn Manson, Cyndi Lauper, Katy Perry.
Whoa, that is a turn. That's a curveball.
Then Slash, Alice Cooper, Marilyn Monroe.
They really did pick. Wow, they really did pick like the most recognized. I mean, for obvious reasons, but like all yeah. very fun. Like, mm-hmm. I can picture this in my mind.
And then there's Beetlejuice and Elvira.
Whoa!
So those
I want Elvira. And wait, Beetlejuice. That's so fun.
I think the best part, though, is like that way at the bottom it says, and more. Don't see the rock star you like? Please inquire. It's like, we'll figure it out.
They
we'll
have like a back room with just all the makeup and wigs. They're like, we will make it work. Whatever you want.
And then that was all the 250 one. 275, so an extra $25, you can get Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
He's the only one at that
Maybe
tier.
Maybe just, I wonder why that's more. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe that specific person charges more.
Yeah.
Then if you jump all the way to
$425. Oh, now here's the good stuff.
Just one person, Prince.
He's on his own mm-hmm. level?
Of course he is. He's
I
Prince.
Know, but like, I'm so, no, so glad that they just didn't even fuck around at the Kiss theme. Oh, no, this isn't the Kiss themed place.
It basically is. But okay. Yes, the Rock and Roll Chapel.
Yeah.
Now, here comes the part where it made me very glad I scrolled. Maybe that's a strong.
It made me
okay.
very glad that you
yes.
scrolled. Okay.
This is the $500 tier.
Okay.
And they're, instead of minister, it's mini dash stir options. And then parentheses, little people are expensive.
It says that?
Yes. I'm not, do you think I'm going to say that?
No, but like, I'm shocked yeah. that it says that.
So you can get mini versions of the following rock stars.
What?
Mini Paul Stanley, mini Gene Simmons, mini Angus Young, mini Alice Cooper, mini Elvis, mini Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler wasn't even in the first group.
Yeah, wait a second.
And then mini D. Snyder, who also wasn't in, they spelled D. Snyder wrong, but. And then Ted, which I assume, and then it's.
The bear?
I think so.
No.
I don't know. Unless it's some guy named Ted.
Which, Ted, he doesn't
either
like
way,
to wear
I'm,
makeup
I'm not sure
or wigs,
how
so but he
and,
charges.
And then it says at the bottom of the just the of the mini stir options, many more.
I Don't know what to do with that information.
I was shocked.
Shocked? What the hell?
I thought, wow, okay. I mean, oh my God, Christina.
What?
I'm looking at the gallery. There's literally someone in a Ted costume. It's Ted the Bear.
It's gotta be Ted the Bear. What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, it is God. Amazing. I what love it.
In the world.
It's so fun. This is so goofy.
Oh, what? My God. It's literally Ted.
It's so
as
good.
As people exchange wedding rings.
I love it. Oh, I love this.
Next to his face.
It's just so goofy. And then, like, reading... Oh, man. This is just so fun. Anyway, that's my intro.
Quite a corner of the internet we've found. Or not the internet, like the real live world.
This is real.
This is, unfortunately, real
this
life world.
This shit is real.
I can't believe it says little people are expensive.
I know.
What on earth is that even about?
I can't believe you kind of seemed like you thought I said that.
I wasn't. I was just incredulous that anyone said it, really. Not fair. You. Wow, that was absolutely worth the diversion. Okay, because
I'm glad.
I feel like I did not get that. Usually I go into those rabbit holes, but I'm glad you did.
It sucked me in.
So the first review I have is of a place called Vegas Weddings. And this is a 1-star review by Paul. My wife decided to purchase 2 t-shirts, a his and hers from this chapel's gift shop, but we decided that we did not like them, want them, or even need them anymore, and decided to return the t-shirts. My wife took the t-shirts back to Vegas Weddings, and after a few minutes came back to the car and said they told her they would not allow her to return the t-shirts or refund her money. I decided to go in and talk to the manager to see what the problem was with returning the t-shirts. I initially spoke to someone at the front desk who stated that they would not accept the t-shirt because they were not a retail store and they didn't know if we had worn the t-shirts and that it was a health and safety issue. I was taken aback by that statement because first, they could see and the t-shirts were still in the same shape and condition as when we purchased them, and secondly, they had actually replaced one to the t-shirts because my wife said it was too large, so what happened to the health and safety issue? She then stated that she would get Heidi for me, since she was the one that spoke to my wife. Heidi, who was apparently the minister's manager, came downstairs, and when I asked her the problem with returning the shirts, she said that it clearly states in the contract and emails regarding the ceremony that there is a no-refund policy. I informed Heidi that I did not use their services for a ceremony, so there was no contract signed by me, nor any emails sent to me, so I am not subject to those rules. Heidi then stated that their policy in no return and no refund. I asked Heidi to show me where in their establishment the no return and no refund policy was posted. She stated that it is not posted in the shop. I then asked Heidi to show me the policy in writing, and she refused. She said it was just their policy, and she did not show it to me, and she will not show it to me, and at that point she stated, "I'm going to have to ask you to leave now." And with that, she pressed the button to open the automatic side door. I told Heidi,
the trap door,
the jetpack. Oh yeah,
something really sinister is about to happen.
What is the eject button when they like shoot people out of the car? Oh my
yeah,
god!
Yeah, you know when they do that.
You know, anything's possible in Vegas. I don't know anymore at these chapels what they've got built, what like hydraulic systems they've got built into the floor. You never know. With that, she pushed the button to open the automatic side door. I told Heidi that was illegal. That's illegal and unacceptable. That's in my way. I told Heidi that this was illegal, unacceptable. Just be aware that any money this establishment is able to get from you, they intend to keep no matter what the situation or circumstances. I hope the small amount they made on the t-shirt was worth their bad reputation and recommendation that they will receive from us on any social media where I can post it. End of review. Sorry, that was so damn long.
What in the world? Why did they buy t-shirts from this place?
Oh, no.
It sounds as if they were possessed by something evil that made them buy this t-shirt, and then they thought, what? I don't want this.
I love that first line of, we decided we did not like them, want them, or even need them anymore. And it's like, well, I'm confused about where the need originally arose.
Yeah.
I guess it could be fun to buy t-shirts from like a Vegas wedding chapel that say like,
yeah,
married at whatever. I mean, clearly they were not married there. So I don't know.
If you're doing it as a meme, why are you so adamant about this refund?
I wonder. Yeah, that's the weird part too.
Why did you want a different size?
Yeah, his wife came back, changed the size. Then they came back again to return it.
What is happening?
Also, like, you already made it clear they made a very small amount of money on this sale. So, like, you know, Give up the ghost, man.
These shirts, I need one.
I was going to say, I wish I hadn't even thought to look it up.
They must be impressive.
I think the place is called Vegas Chat. What did I say it was?
Yeah, it was something very generic sounding.
Vegas Weddings. I bet they have fun merch. I mean, I can imagine that you would get quite a bit of money from people buying t-shirts and swag and stuff.
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, what's this? Enhancements. Ooh. Did you have that situation where a lot of it was just about the different upsells?
Yes.
My God.
This sounds exhausting. This sounds exhausting.
It really did. I was like, honestly, at the end of the day, they end up paying thousands and thousands anyway, mm-hmm. just to get like access to 10 photos or whatever.
It was all over the place. So a lot of these I didn't bring because I read so many negative ones that I thought, well, yeah, that seems kind of scummy.
Yeah, it seemed like sketchy the way that they're like, oh, our photographer, you have like 15 minutes in the chapel, but then you have to pay like $500 for the photographs. Like, Oh, wait, there was a response. Let me see if it's anything interesting or not. Oh, yeah, this is, I think, part of the reason I picked it. Sorry, this is a response from Mary. Hi, Paul. I'm extremely sorry for any miscommunication. After doing my due diligence of reading and following up on your review, I was unable to verify that you ever actually received any service from Vegas Weddings. Is this an oversight? I'm pretty sure they didn't. They said they didn't.
They specifically said
they
didn't.
Okay. I also attempted to sit down and follow up with the manager you mentioned, Heidi, only to discover that she hasn't worked here in over 2.5 years.
It was a ghost.
Oh my god. Honestly, can you imagine you died and you went back to your workplace at the merch, at the Vegas Weddings merch store?
I mean, it sounds kind of interesting.
You're just like for the rest of your life fighting people on their you do get to press the big eject button.
Yeah, true.
That's pretty fun. But I do like also that this manager is like, I actually tried to sit down with the manager and then I realized she wasn't here. It's like,
we met at Starbucks.
Who are you sitting with? Yeah.
We sat down and she was like, yeah, I haven't worked there for 2 years.
She's like, I had to fly in for this meeting. I don't even live here anymore.
I thought you were offering me my job back.
Oh, I missed the Heidi. Big button. Heidi, you got too excited about that button. We had to fire you. It's so sad.
Okay. My first review is of Cupid's Wedding Chapel.
Mm.
And this review is on a site called Wedding Wire.
Oh, I know Wedding Wire.
They have lots of... that's where I saw that Denny's Chapel review.
Oh, it's like The Knot. It's like one of these...
It's like everything.
It's a
weddings.
Lot. Yeah.
This is a 2.4 star review because you rate different...
Oh,
so quality of service, they gave 1 out of 5, value 2 out of 5.
Got it. So it's a 2.4.
It's a 2.4.
Wow.
It's a fairly uninteresting review except for the first sentence, so I'm going to just read the first sentence. Food was good, but resulted in food poisoning in 30 out of 35 guests. End of review.
Oh, no. Food was good.
Right? Tasty, but boy,
clear,
did I regret it.
No, she was one of the 5. She's like, I don't know what everyone's complaining about. I had a great time. So wait, sorry. So this was not the Denny's, right?
This is not. Okay. That's pretty funny. No,
okay,
this is not.
I just wanted to make sure.
This is of Cupid's Wedding Chapel.
Wow.
But the rest of it was oh yeah, they didn't have a dance floor. Guests had to go to the bar to get water. Very basic.
They didn't have 30 bathroom stalls for all our guests with food poisoning at once.
They said the photographer took some great pictures. But yeah, they food was good. But
man.
30 out of 35 people.
I can't get over the fact that they are still claiming it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Is there a star rating for food or catering?
No.
Oh.
Quality, they gave it 1. So
okay,
maybe that's
so
what
they
it
at
is.
Least got that right.
But they gave 4.0 for flexibility.
Oh my God.
I don't know what that means in terms of
either.
The food and the food poisoning. But
I don't either. Maybe they did have all of the... accoutrement for people with food poisoning. So it's like they got food poisoning, but it's fine. There was plenty of space for them. We got the dance floor to ourselves.
No, there was no dance floor, Christina. Please.
Oh, right. We got the...
They were dancing on the tile floor.
We got the tile floor to ourselves, so that's what I meant.
Nice and cold for when you get those sweats.
Oh, no.
Can lie on that.
Sad. Okay, so this is a review, another one of Vegas Weddings, and this is... These have updates. So I'm going to read them and then tell you the date and then the update. There's three total. And these are all by Lou. One star, March 28th, 2015. After 1.5 years of marriage, we are still hurt and disappointed with this place. We never thought our wedding would be ruined by the minister, Heidi. Oh, sorry, this is that same lady again.
She doesn't even work there. Chill, people.
Usually I change her name or change the name of people, and I did not this time. And of all times to not change the name.
It's when it's used multiple times.
It's when
times.
It's used constantly. We never thought our wedding would be ruined by the minister, Heidi. She was rude and did not care about us at all. We wanted at least a religious ceremony, and she said she would do that. Then she lied and did not do what we requested. And our coordinator backstabbed us. And we believe that some of the excellent reviews were written by Vegas Wedding to make them look and sound better than they really are. So if this is fine for you, go ahead and use this place. But if you want the wedding of your dreams to last a lifetime, go somewhere else.
What did the coordinator do?
I don't know.
In this, I'm trying to, my imagination.
I'm trying to think of, so they wanted a religious wedding, which is like, yeah. You're probably in the wrong place for that. If you're in a place called Sin City. I'm just saying, just like objectively speaking,
Yeah.
I feel like it's not the place where you should expect that service, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Here's an update. This was written 2 days later, March 30th, 2015. 1.5 years after our wedding, we are still angry at Vegas Wedding. We never thought our wedding would be ruined by the minister, Heidi. She was rude and did not care for us at all. We wanted a somewhat religious ceremony, and she said she would, then lied to us and did not give us the ceremony we wanted. And our planner backstabbed us, and we believe that some of the excellent reviews were written by Vegas Wedding to make themselves look and sound better than they really are. So if you want the wedding of your dreams to last a lifetime, go somewhere else, and this is the second review we are writing because Vegas Wedding or Yelp deleted the first one. End of review. Obviously they didn't.
I have a feeling they didn't.
I have a feeling.
I thought, why are they changing certain words?
It was written differently. Rewrote it, yeah. Remembering what they had
written.
They
did a pretty good job.
They did. It was almost the same.
Days later, yeah.
And so this is April 3rd, 2015.
Another update?
Yeah, this is the third one.
How much?
This is the last update.
What's the time between these?
Oh, 3 days.
So it's four days, then another 3 days?
Sorry. 2 days.
Oh, 2 days.
Now 4 days.
Now
later.
4 days. Yep. Okay.
Vegas Wedding is such a scam. 1.5 years after our wedding, we are still angry that this place ruined our wedding. And we never thought it would be the minister that ruined it. And our planner backstabbed us. They took from us our wedding memories. Go somewhere else if you want the wedding of your dreams to last a lifetime. End of review.
Oh.
So
this kind of gives a little
context. A little bit more. Like, so I'm wondering if this is the photo related. Packages mm-hmm. where they just say, because a lot of people felt almost duped or like that they, like the yeah. backstabbing element might be like, they didn't tell us up front, or it was like in the fine print about the pricing, or you know. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they, I mean, to be still mad 1.5 years later is very, it sucks because they can't be healthy.
Every day, every other day, they're mad.
3 to 4 days, it strikes again. And I do feel sad about that.
Check how many likes we have on that review. I don't see it. Oh, write another one.
You got it, write it again. Where are my post-its? I wrote little abbreviations little of what to write down.
Yikes. Yeah, some of these though were super sketchy, some of the packages, yeah. And then the differences between them, and all these people like, yeah, suddenly they wanted an extra few hundred dollars or an extra tip for the limo driver or an extra whatever,
like,
even though we already paid blah blah
time blah. Shares where they're like, no, it's a free brunch and you mm-hmm. don't have to pay anything, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, why am I like sucked into some sort of vacation rental?
Yep. My next one is of the Shalimar Wedding Chapel, titled Definitely the Worst Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas. One Ooh. Star. This is by Gene.
Simmons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
You had Paul earlier, Paul Stanley.
So. I did.
Here we go. One star. We are so disappointed for making the worst choice possible by selecting the Shalimar Wedding Chapel for our wedding in Las Vegas. The Shalimar was a disaster. We have nothing good to say about this place and their staff. We wish we could give them a 0 star. The limo was dirty, late, and the driver did not care to put a tie on, or better yet, dress professionally. The location was an old...
Wait, put a tie on or dress. So it's like he didn't put a tie on over his cargo shorts and yeah. t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's the first.
Why are you I guess when they open the door for you? I don't know how limos work. I've never been in a limo.
I guess not. I have I? Maybe once. I don't know. Maybe not.
Oh, if someone were driving me around in a limo, I wouldn't. I mean, is a limo driver in your photos?
I think you're right that it's like just opening the door.
Okay.
Would be the only. And like, I would argue you look more ridiculous wearing a tie over like an I Heart Vegas shirt than you do just not wearing a tie at all. But I don't know.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
The location was an old dumpy place in the downtown area inside the Howard Johnson Inn, which was never disclosed on their website. The Hojo is surrounded by nude stripper clubs, prostitutes, and homeless people.
Whoa.
This is the truth. Our guests arrived and said, "Wow, I hope this wedding was free due to the location." This was very embarrassing, especially if you have young children or affluent people in your wedding party.
Young children or affluent people. Everyone in between can go fuck themselves. Oh my goodness.
The pool is attached to the building, so you might see hotel guests walking around with their wet swimming suits while your wedding party is there.
Hell yeah.
The wedding coordinator was nowhere to be found upon arrival.
She was in her swimsuit. Oh no. Going down the slide.
They had to pull him out of the bar where he was flirting with a woman, and we are pretty sure he was drunk. He sure didn't smell like Sprite. The wedding coordinator was rude and not professional at all. The office also smelled like bad food. The flower bouquet looked horrible. My 5-year-old daughter could have easily done a better job with 3 roses. The photographer was a nightmare. We did not care for her. She could not even speak proper English and was dressed very scandalous and was extremely confused. She had to be excused 2 times before taking photos and had no idea how to pose us or even use her camera. And we laughed at her pathetic skill, actually, more than a few times.
She probably had to be excused. She was crying, you monster.
We laughed at her pathetic skills.
This person is a bully.
Dear Lord, did they hire a prostitute off the street?
Okay.
My bride asked me that a few times, and so did our guests. We were very sad knowing that the photographs would be even worse than she was. This is terrible. I know.
I felt for this person. Now I'm like, you are a bully.
Much goes downhill. The minister was not dressed professionally, and my mother said that she could not believe that he was actually texting while doing the ceremony.
Okay, well, I like my mother said that, not me. I was fine with him on Snapchat.
I love how many people are involved in this review now.
I like how her mother's not one of the affluent or children. It's just like, my mother's her own.
This is
category.
The first issue she had. The ceremony was very short and very unorganized, and we did not get to say our own vows, even when we were told that the minister will ask us after his own ceremony. The only thing he cared about was his $75, which he sort of demanded at the end. This was a push tactic for a large, mandatory $75 tip that we did not appreciate. The webcam was freezing constantly and had no audio during our ceremony, which our guests online were texting us and complaining about. When we complained, they said it was not a guaranteed service. When we get home and reviewed our DVD and our photos, I must say that we were even more disappointed. The professional DVD had the worst quality, and all the photos were awful. We were supposed to get 30 different poses, but there were only 3 different poses on the CD with 30 different camera angles. Wow, that made us both so angry. We decided to come online and share our disaster experience with everyone else so they don't have their wedding ruined by the Shalimar Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas. End of review.
Wow. Indeed.
Yeah.
My goodness. First of all, this person seems like a bully. Second of all their friends seem like shitty friends. They texted us to complain the whole time that they were watching the Frozen web stream.
I don't know. I feel bad that they're surrounded by these people, but also feel bad that the people deal with this person too.
Yeah. It seems like they deserve each other, but also like, I love that this wedding chapel is secretly in a Howard Johnson and nobody told anybody, which is amazing. It's like, oh yeah, here's the address. Walk past the damp carpeting toward the pool area.
Oh,
wow. Alexander, I just wish I could be. This is when I wish I could just have cameras like TLC style.
And just follow people
Make
around.
My own reality show mm-hmm. for me to watch. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful.
You should.
This is a review of Graceland Wedding Chapel.
Nice.
And this is a 1-star review by Kimmy. Everything was great except for the awful French-Canadian minister. Maybe they use the B team in the off season in Vegas. If you book with the chapel, they will not tell you that if you don't prepare your own vows, the minister will go on some weird long spiel about wifely duties, God, and all the other stuff my subconscious has since suppressed. So either prepare your own vows or ask the chapel exactly what Elvis or the kooky minister will be saying. Can you imagine you get Elvis and he's like, your wifely duties under the presence of God?
So it's Elvis or the kooky minister, yeah. And they pick the kooky minister.
I guess
it sounds
so.
Like that. It sounds as if that's an option. They said, "Sure, let's go for it."
The kooky minister.
Oh, he's just a misogynist. Oh, that's
the
what
kooky
they mean.
Minister.
Oh no, it's expensive.
It's just a misogynist.
I mean,
the chapel and/or the minister should have asked about our religious affiliation. Well, that didn't help that other guy.
I was gonna say
Sorry.
They should swap these.
Seems like
these people need to swap places.
They got what you wanted, yeah. Or given us a description of what the minister was going to say. My SO is an atheist, and despite being Catholic, if I had wanted to hear an old fart hint at my wifely duties in a heavy French accent, I would have gotten married in a church by Pepe Le Pew. That's another option at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was thinking the same thing. That has to be an option somewhere.
Pepe Le Pew.
We should email a rock and roll chapel and say, hey, I see your and more section.
And more.
Is Pepe Le Pew included in that?
We assumed when we asked for normal vows that the minister would simply ask us to take each other as husband and wife in sickness and in health, blah, blah, blah. Instead, the minister went on and on and on, it seemed, and I suspect he was simply trying to kill time. I wanted to tell him to shut the hell up so Elvis could sing the next song. Jack, our limo driver, was a class act. He took so many photos of us outside the chapel. The front desk ladies were extremely friendly. Elvis had a great voice and persona. We liked a lot of the photos taken of us by the chapel photographer. It's a lovely chapel with hardwood floors now, but really nail down which minister will be officiating and what he or she will be saying, or just let Elvis do the cheesy vows based on song lyrics. I wish we had done that now. End of review.
Informative.
Yeah, just another insight into... into what
there's
going on over there.
Like one thing in these that goes wrong, but generally I feel people have so many nice things to
say
about the staff.
A lot of positive ones, I will say,
especially about limo drivers. Lot of positives about limo and photographers. Mostly the issue is money related.
The money, yeah, exactly.
And I guess kooky ministers.
And the kooky minister, a French Canadian kooky minister. I love how specific that
so
is.
So specific.
Not just any French accent. It's specifically a Canadian. French Canadian.
Speaking of foreign languages, here's a 2-star review of the Shalimar Wedding Chapel. This is by
this one's
Melody.
In the, Hojo, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Supposedly. When I looked it up, it does, but that was written in 2013. So
maybe they've remodeled.
Things have changed, I think. Mm. Here's 2 stars. This was a nice chapel that had a hotel and restaurant in the same lobby. The chapel itself was super cute. The reason it's not getting more stars? Because I was disappointed with the minister, which is why we paid in the first place. We asked for a Spanish minister, they guaranteed it would be in Spanish. We got a minister, Gary, who gave a horrible ceremony. He spoke low, he spoke 50% English, and the other part, I'm not sure what language.
Oh no!
It sounded like Portuguese, so we did not understand part of the ceremony. They don't do a refund or a discount, and I wish I didn't have to tip the minister, but it was a, quote, donation from $75 to $125 required. So very upset with this. Other than that, the staff was very friendly, and decor was pretty. End of review.
Well, they thought he was friendly. They don't know what he's saying. Yeah. I mean, and of all languages,
imagine?
Spanish, they can't provide a Spanish-speaking minister.
I don't get it.
We couldn't understand what language he was speaking.
That was so funny.
That's bad.
I mean, it's sad, but like, I feel like that would be a good story one day, but then again, I would never be in this position, so
I hope not.
I shouldn't say how they should feel about it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
We couldn't he was just muttering in a different language.
And they were like, what the hell is this guy saying?
Can you imagine being on the live stream and being like, what's he saying?
Like, you have that with people. Sometimes you think, or you're watching something, and or you're listening to a song, and you think, is this English?
Yeah,
you can't
totally
tell.
Yeah, or it sort of sounds like
so
it.
So I wonder if that's how they felt. Is this Spanish?
It's like,
I don't think
why
so.
Why can't we understand what
yeah,
he's saying?
There's something off
also,
here.
Also, there must be a law, right? Like, can you actually be married if you didn't understand any of the vows? Like, isn't that a law where you, I don't know how that works, but I feel like you have to probably agree to what they're saying.
You'd think, yeah.
Oh, man. That's pretty impressive. Okay, let's see. Here's a one-star review. This is another one of Graceland Wedding Chapel, and it's a one-star review by Steven Tyler. I've never been here, but their phone line is linked to mine. I am tired of receiving phone calls at my personal home line. This has gone on now for 8 months, and I made my second formal complaint today. Please stop calling me, or legal action will take place for harassment. End of review.
Oh, no.
Here's a response by business owner, Daniela. I'm sorry there's been some confusion, Stephen, but our numbers are not linked. It sounds like our business number and your personal number are very similar, but unfortunately we have no control over individuals dialing incorrectly. I've confirmed our number on all our pages is correct, but feel free to reach out to us directly if there's any way we can address your concerns. Cordially, Daniela, GM. So,
I feel
they just have a couple digits off, and probably drunk people are calling him. I don't really know, but that's what it seems
of
like.
Of all things, I can't tell if this is amazing or especially amazing or especially awful.
For
it to be specifically a Vegas wedding chapel.
Oh, I feel to have your
it's so
number
interesting. It's so fascinating, I'm sure, to get some of these phone calls, but also so obnoxious.
Honestly, I think if it weren't your home line, it would be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you could just silence your phone and like send them to voicemail. And I feel like on a home line, if it's always ringing.
Those would be some funny voicemails, I'm sure.
I think so. I mean, I'll take it off his hands if he wants to trade numbers with me. I feel like that could be fun. You could make a TikTok account.
He's going to get all these calls from hospitals about Crohn's
disease.
Oh, yeah. What
right.
The fuck?
The numbers I get are not much better. Actually, I'd argue they're probably a lot worse.
See?
Yeah,
that's
so
what I'm
what
thinking. I'd rather
about.
Get a wedding chapel than a health thing.
Agree.
So, hey.
100%.
I only have one more. But okay. It's a redemption of the Shalimar Wedding Chapel.
Great.
This is by Dee Snyder.
This is by the general manager of the Howard Johnson Inn.
Yes. This is a 5-star review. It comes with a photo that I'll tell you about in a sec. This was posted 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Got married at the Shalimar Wedding Chapel 30 years ago, and we are still married. Elvis did us right. How about having us back? End of review. And there's this photo, and it's like the most amazing,
oh my God.
Right?
It's like a retro. Oh, I love it.
If you think of who would, what photo, like if, picture in your mind a photo.
Uh-huh.
Wedding Chapel in Vegas 30 years ago, two people getting married. What does it look like? That's exactly
just
this
like
photo.
90s like outfits, hair.
It's perfect,
Alexander. That's
perfect.
Great stuff.
Wasn't that so sweet?
What a beautiful. I love
and
when
still
people
married.
Have like positive throwbacks,
mm-hmm.
and they posted a photo. How
yeah.
cute! Well, I'm glad you read that because now I'm going to read one in a very similar vein. That's not a redemption, and this is also of Graceland Chapel. This is by Ted. Just Ted.
Just Ted. Yeah, the bear. I know.
Yeah. 3 stars. My ex and I renewed our marriage vows with you over 15 years ago. My name is Ted. I need a last name.
Stevenson. Johnson.
Howard Johnson.
Ted Howard Johnson.
My ex and I renewed our marriage vows with you over 15 years ago. My name is Ted Johnson and her was Nancy Johnson and we had a ball, but after 6 years more of marriage, she asked for a divorce. I don't recommend anybody renew all their vows with you. It ruined my marriage. End of review.
Oh, no.
It's unfortunate.
Is that actual...
It's a real profile.
Yeah, but is that the legal reason for the divorce?
They annulled it based on, oh, you got married in a Howard Johnson. I'm sorry. That's actually never was a viable
you
marriage.
You couldn't understand the minister.
Yeah.
What language was it in?
Portuguese? What? No.
Oh, no. It's so sad.
Yeah. I also like that it's a 3-star. He's like, you know,
there
we did
ups
have
and downs.
Our good times.
Yeah. Oh,
that's sad. They had 6 years of marriage after the renewal of the vows.
Yeah. So that's what I'm a little...
But I guess...
Did they argue about having it there for 6 whole years and then eventually it...
Yeah, the 6 years is where it all went downhill, maybe.
Oh, that's sad.
They did put, like, I changed the name, obviously, but they did put, like, their full first and last name and their ex's first and last
name. Oh, dear.
Very strange. Sorry to hear that about your marriage, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think I have two more. Here is a one-star review of a place called Little Church of the West Wedding Chapel. This is a one-star review by ZZ Top. I just drove by this little piece of shit property. It brought back so many terrible memories of my wedding night in 2007. They had booked a Polish rock star's wedding before ours, which cut our time in the chapel down to 15 fucking minutes. The guy that wed us sounded like an auctioneer and truly made our night total shit. I hope lightning strikes this little shithole and burns it to the ground. If you're looking for a Vegas wedding, go to the little white chapel at the other end of the boulevard. End of review. And here's a response.
Oh, there's a response?
By business manager. I'm sorry that you had a poor experience. I've reviewed our records and we did not have any Polish rock stars wedding. You know how usually they're like, we did not have your wedding.
Anyone with your name, yeah.
It's like we didn't have a...
Oh my gosh.
How do you know? Maybe he used an alias, but whatever. I reviewed our records and we did not have any Polish rock stars wedding. Regardless, we treat each and every couple with the utmost respect. The fact that we win the Best Wedding Chapel Award from the Best of Las Vegas every year can attest to our high standard of customer service. With our most basic package, your time in the chapel is about 15 minutes. With the larger packages, you would have more time in the chapel. This would be for the ceremony as well as photography. As a side note, I am appalled at the obscene language used and the threatening nature of this review.
Ooh.
End of response. Okay, I mean, yeah, I hope lightning strikes and it's a little much. But yeah, I love...
Just a little much to
just
you.
A little much. Just a tad.
Yeah, that it didn't faze me at all. I thought, oh yeah, that's pretty tame. And pretty then they standard. Responded and said it wasn't tame. And I thought, you know what? They're actually right.
You know what? They're 100%
right. Maybe I'm
too
desensitized.
Yeah, I think we've just seen too much at this point. But yeah, I love that we went through... They didn't look for this user's wedding. They looked for the Polish rock star. As if you could just scroll through and find it based on name alone. I don't know.
They like look for by occupation.
Just oh, maybe
rock star, Polish rock star.
Rock's ethnicity,
Polish.
Okay, this is the last one I have. This is another review of the Little Church of the West Wedding Chapel, and it's a one-star review by Katy Perry. Katy Perry, one star. Don't risk your wedding at this chapel. It's a nightmare. I have no doubt some people come to Vegas, get drunk, get rowdy, and cause a scene. But in this case, I was at the wedding and it was not the case. Here's how the wedding went. Group of just over a dozen people stands outside. Chapel employee rounds us up to enter. We are given no instructions other than being told the ceremony would take 15 minutes. Guests enter. Guests stand when bride enters. Bride and groom exchange vows. They begin to exchange wedding rings. Then the guy who is taking pictures begins screaming. We heard everything from, sit down, the minister told you to sit down. Not true. Then, I'm the director. We even got, stop the wedding.
What? Is this part of the package?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, like, added drama, yeah. Added flair.
That's at the mob museum or something?
It's like the, It's like the My Best Friend's Wedding package, and you like have somebody come to interrupt at the, you know, crucial moment. Does anyone object? And they didn't have an extra, so they used a photographer. We even got, stop the wedding. He yelled at the minister too, you've got to control these people. It was ridiculous. I don't know why he kept screaming, especially when the only people not seated were two friends who were crouching by the pew taking photos and videos. I assumed the director feared my friends wouldn't buy his photography package, and that was the reason for his outburst. By the way, I'd like to personally purchase the videography package, because yes. I want to see all of this unfold.
I know, right?
I'm telling you, I want to create this reality show.
You could have made the money back by posting it on YouTube and
honestly,
monetizing
you could
it.
Be TikTok famous by now. There was really no reason to scream. We left word for the chapel owner, Greg, to call to discuss. We never heard from him. Now Channel 8 is reporting that the chapel owner said we were drunk and unruly. We're not a group of frat guys from the Midwest on our first trip to Vegas. We all live here. And not to mention, we didn't have anything to drink prior to the ceremony. The chapel offered to perform another ceremony for free. Really? Is that a joke? We have all sworn off having anything to do with this chapel while Mr. Gary, I'm the director, Perez works there. Are we supposed to do a take two and let him scream at us again? This chapel ruined my friend's wedding, and all they have to say for themselves is, your guests were drunk and unruly, but we'll do another wedding for free. Laughable. The only good part about this chapel was the guitar-playing Elvis. After the director stopped screaming at us, he defused the situation the best he could by walking to the front of the room and breaking into song. What the fuck is going on?
This sounds incredible. What? Where's the problem here? It sounds perfect.
We appreciated the effort, but still, the damage was done. Please watch the video, How This Chapel Treats Its Customers, on this YouTube link. The link doesn't work.
Christina, I called it.
Sorry.
They're trying to make their money back. Channel 8 got a hold of it, though.
I cannot believe. Why did Channel 8 get involved at all? If they're like, Channel 8 says we were drunk, but like, it's like, why were they involved at all?
I feel something's missing.
Something must have gone on, right?
I mean, enough for the local news. Not that the local news is always about everything important, but they got to have a reason,
there
no?
There had to be some reason someone informed the local news. Like, somebody had to call them and say, I've got a story for you.
Based on the outburst, I wouldn't be surprised if it was the quote-unquote director.
Yeah, either that or, like, the police got involved and they heard it on the police scanner. I don't know how else Channel 8 would have gotten a hold of this story.
So wild.
But, yeah, I love that, like, how much they appreciated that he walked to the front of the room and broke into song, and they were like, we very much appreciated his efforts to right his wrongs. It's like, that's what did it for you?
they sound like they were drunk, if that's what worked for them.
If they were like, this is what we've been hoping for. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe I'll try to do a local news search later from this date and see if I can find anything, but that's all I've got for now.
What a great collection of Vegas Wedding Chapel reviews. But now it's time for my challenge.
Okay.
Which was from Yanni, he, him. And the challenge was to find a review where someone was forced to apologize.
Okay.
I've got three.
Great.
It was fun. Surprisingly, not that many that I could find. I thought there'd be a lot more.
Yeah.
But it wasn't hard. It was just like, I found the three pretty quick, but there were no other results.
Really?
So maybe I just sucked at it. I don't know. But yeah,
probably.
But I think these were pretty spot on with the challenge, at least. So.
Great.
Alrighty. Okay, so my first one is of Ladon Pastry and Nuts.
Oh, in, sure.
Markham, Ontario, Canada. And for context, Samanu, S-A-M-A-N-U, is a sweet paste made from germinated wheat and wheat flour.
Okay.
You're welcome. This is by Shane. I bought Samanu from this place, and it was awfully bad. I bought this item from them a couple times ago, and it was good, but this time something was wrong with it. When I went back to them with the problem and asked why, the owner started screaming at me and made me apologize to him. He told me there's nothing wrong with it, and I, quote, as a costumer, have a problem. Never going back to this place. End of review.
Something that's so funny about this concept is,
right?
Like, they made me, it's like, not like he told me to apologize, like he made me apologize. It sounds like he did apologize. Like, it sounds like he successfully made me apologize to him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like.
Do they go home and they're like, my ego, I can't believe I apologize. I'm going to make it so that.
I mean, to
tell
be
people
fair,
that they force me to.
If somebody in person was like, apologize to me, and I was like under pressure, I might just be like, sorry. Like, I might do it.
Out. I mean, I'd probably say sorry before they demanded it.
Yeah, true. We'd be apologizing the second we
were. If my germinated wheat wasn't as I wanted it and it was bad enough where I brought it in, I would go in and first thing word out of my mouth would be, sorry.
100%.
Sorry, but I don't think this is up to. No, I don't know. I don't know how I do it because I would never do that.
We'd never do it. That's the thing.
Not
yeah.
not because I'm. That's just because I'm very anxious. Not because I shouldn't.
Yeah. Don't worry. We know our own flaws.
Yeah. This is a me problem.
Yeah. Don't worry. We would never be in the scenario where we're forced to apologize because we've already apologized so many times.
Yeah. And I don't judge anyone who wants to get their germinated wheat replaced.
I don't either. You know.
Because I don't know enough about it. Okay. My next one is of a pub, the Original Oak. This is in Leeds, United Kingdom. This is a one-star review by Harry.
Styles?
Mm-hmm.
That would be an expensive wedding.
Harry Styles wedding?
To, like,
or have Harry
him
Styles.
Officiate.
Yes, true. One star. Some old-ass cow made me apologize and then ask for my drinks again with please at the end, even though I could not hear her because of the noise in the pub. So I was forced to shout my order to her, get rid of her, she's shite. End of review.
Whoa. I was four. Okay, clearly.
Like a child, it sounds like.
I know. And this also clearly is not the parenting technique that works on this person, because it's just making them angrier.
It's so true.
They didn't mean their apology. It's like when you force siblings to say sorry and they're like, sorry, but they don't mean it.
I want my lager, you please.
Screwed up my germinated wheat. Yeah, well, you didn't get me the right lager. That's what happened in our household growing up. I don't know. I literally don't know either. She also, like, how do you know she forced you to apologize if you couldn't understand anything she was saying? Once again, I just, like, the logic doesn't add up to me. But
there's never any logic in
this.
This
is me trying to be the attorney here. I'm like,
you're like defending the
poking holes in his argument.
Good. I'm glad someone's doing it.
Someone has to.
All right. I've got only one more. Don't worry. We're almost done, everybody. This is a review of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It is a 5-star review.
Oh.
And it's titled, Where is Jennifer Lawrence Star?
What the fuck? Okay. Did you know you have to pay for those?
Yes.
Somebody just taught me that. Was it you?
I'm sure I've told you. I worked for someone who received a star.
Do you know how much it is?
I forget.
Guess.
Oh, God, I don't know. Hundreds of dollars a month?
It's, I don't know, 50,000 total.
50,000 total? That's like a one-time thing?
That's what I heard.
I thought it was a month. Like, I think you have to pay for upkeep.
Oh, that's funny.
That's why some stars are, like, not doing well.
Not kept up.
It's because the people mostly have passed and their estate isn't paying for it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's cool. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, fee of 55,000, you were right.
Okay.
As well as a general, oh, okay, maybe that's just flat fee now. I don't know. I thought I heard that there was a monthly thing.
I do remember when I went and kept vandalizing the Donald Trump star, and they were like, stop, it's so expensive.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, so here's Jennifer Lawrence star? 5-star review of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Uh-huh. The actress, this was in 2019.
Okay.
The actress is the biggest of nowadays, but she did not get her own yet. The Walk of Fame itself is cool, and actually, even living in LA, I always get my attention fully drawn by the stars on the floor. I do not know why, maybe because I am a person who likes to have full control over situations, so I want to know everything that is happening there. What? I mean, all names I am passing by. That area of Hollywood is amazing during Friday and or Saturday late night due to the nightclubs.
No, it's not. It's literally awful. That exact reason is why it's horrible.
I worked in Hollywood and it was terrible.
It's so much fun because you're just staring at the ground, the dirty, dirty ground, and everyone's coming out of nightclubs. It's my favorite place to be. I mean, okay.
The sidewalks turn into a place full of interesting and varied people, different from the tourist types during daytime. But there are still some unrespectful ones. Once, a guy tried to beat me up with a knuckle brass because I crossed to the other side of the sidewalk, passing in front of his girl. So he made me apologize twice. End of review.
Waving his brass knuckles around, his knuckle brass.
No.
Alexander, that was the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry. It was so...
Never in a million years would I have found this review for anything.
For any reason.
Unless we did a review about knuckle brass.
Which, <maybe? laughs> I mean, spoiler alert. Wow. It started with Jennifer Lawrence, the biggest star of today, as we all know. Do you think he must have looked at every star trying to find her.
I'd be...
Because he's like, where is it? Like, he's clearly looked for it.
Yeah. I don't know.
He likes to be in control, and that's why...
There are maps for that, though.
Well, I think maybe it's a lost cause, because he has his own method of looking at the ground while he walks, which is also very dangerous. No wonder he got hit with a brass knuckle.
Yeah.
If you're wandering around Hollywood looking at the ground, you're going to run into, like, Elmo, like, fake Elmo.
Fucking A. No, thank
knockoff
you.
Knockoff Elmo. You're going to run into... You might run into Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, I don't know.
You might.
Keep your eyes
doubt
up, buddy.
But you might. Yeah, it was fun though for a little bit working in Hollywood, and because I'd go for walks during my lunch break and everything, and just explore different parts. And sometimes I'd be surprised. Oh, look who's here!
Kermit
and
the Frog,
a certain star. Exactly.
Wait, like on the star, not like in person.
Not in person.
I see.
I don't think I ever saw a famous person.
Look,
in
Kermit
Hollywood.
The Frog. He's just walking down the road.
Yeah, no. Like, I work next to a Jack in the Box, and, like, my first day, there was a stabbing there. I mean, it wasn't great.
And the guy just said, I was just looking for Jennifer Lawrence's star.
So, yeah, anyway.
Wow, that's a great anecdote from the one and only Zandi Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. I barely had any coffee, so I don't know what I just said.
Somebody got stabbed at the Jack in the Box.
Oh, that's true. My first day, I walked to Starbucks,
yeah,
which was like a block away, and while I was in there, I got a text from my coworker saying, "Don't come back to the office.
Oh my god,
the police are next door. We don't know what happened yet." Yeah,
and you're like, "Great, take my latte and go home. My chestnut praline latte."
No, my car was there, so I had to sit and wait. Eventually, they gave me the go ahead to come back.
Well, that does suck.
No, wait. Maybe the stabbing wasn't while I was there. Maybe that was like an active shooter there. Either way.
You know what? It's the LA lifestyle. You never know what's happening next door.
Life in Hollywood.
Life in Hollywood. I mean, you know what? At least there are people like this who seem to enjoy it. Enjoy the chaos.
Yeah.
I like how he's like, I literally got almost attacked, and yet I love it here. It's my favorite place. Okay. You know, at least they know what it's about, and they're still loving it.
Respect.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to our podcast. Do we have anything to say before? Do we give our next theme and challenge, or what's up?
We don't know the next theme yet.
Right.
Because a poll, go to patreon.com/beachwithsandy. Although it's probably already happened by now. So
if you want to do the next one.
Do the next one. Get in there. But I guess I can give you your challenge.
Okay, great.
Oh, this is going to be our 200th episode. So we still don't know what we're doing. We had some people email us that we're recording the day our episode came out.
198. Yeah. So
hopefully by the time you're hearing this, we have a plan.
Shrug.
We definitely do. Okay.
Definitely shrug. Wink.
I can give you your challenge for the week after.
Oh, good.
For
yes.
201.
Maybe that way we can
be prepared.
Yes. Maybe that way people can send them in. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If we haven't done it yet. We probably haven't. Okay. So Jill commented this on the Patreon post, the poll.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Not another
It also
Patreon.
Had 21 likes, which is more than most comments get,
Ooh.
Even ones for themes. Jill said, I'd love to see a challenge where people review a business's commercial jingles rather than the business itself.
Genius.
Right?
Jill.
Right? And then Alan underneath says, if they do this, my tip is that Celino and Barnes, Cellino, will be a gold mine. So maybe remember that.
That's a lawyer, isn't it? I feel like I know about that.
Yep, it is. It is. Snappy American Personal
tomato.
Injury Law Firm.
Snappy Tomato Pizza. Yep. There's so many good ones.
And then Gregory says, the Cars for Kids ads are the bane of my existence.
Oh, those are rough.
There's J.G. Wentworth, 877-GASH-NOW. There's so many. Oh, my
Wrecker
God.
And Burger.
Wrecker and Burger.
This is going to be
classic.
A really pain in the ass for people who get annoyed with singing, with things getting stuck in their head.
Yeah, because I expect you to sing every single thing. Every
whether
single
you expect it or not, I think we all know it's going to happen. So
Be
forewarned. Anyway.
All right, that's about it. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.